After more than 2 years dodging COVID-19, President Biden has now tested positive for the coronavirus. In a statement this morning, the White House said the president is experiencing, quote, very mild symptoms. NPR White House correspondent Asma Khalid joins us now. Hey, Asma.
Hi there, Miles.
So what else can you tell us about President Biden's condition?
Well, the president is fully vaccinated, and he's also received 2 booster shots. But, you know, nonetheless, he is 79 years old, and so he has already begun taking Paxlovid. That's the 5-day course of medication that's used to treat the virus more effectively and quickly. And it's used, you know, particularly in people over the age of 50, people who are considered high risk. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the president will isolate, but he intends to continue carrying on his full duties during this time period. We have been told that he plans to participate in scheduled meetings via Zoom or phone from the White House residence. And the president was supposed to travel to Pennsylvania today. That, of course, has been canceled. And just a bit ago, the president's Twitter account had a photo of him sitting behind a desk saying, "Folks, I'm doing great. Thanks for your concern." And Biden said that he had called local officials up in Pennsylvania to send his regrets.
And Asma, how was this virus, the COVID-19 virus, detected in Biden?
Well, according to a letter issued by the president's doctor, the virus was detected as part of just a routine screening through a rapid antigen test, and then it was subsequently confirmed via a PCR test. You know, Miles, I will say this comes, of course, you know, as the country is facing yet another wave of COVID, just with the BA5 subvariant. And it is true that Biden has managed to dodge this virus for a long time, but it is also true that he has been, you know, going out more and more with people, handshaking, back slapping, both here domestically and then, of course, in the Middle East. I was just on that trip with him, and there was a lot of physical interaction without masks.
So, you mentioned that they were not wearing masks recently, but I'm curious about how this COVID bout from the president compares to, I think we all remember when former President Trump got COVID about a month before the 2020 election. I was actually on Air Force One talking to former President Trump while he wasn't wearing a mask at that same week. How does this kind of current COVID bout compare to that time?
You know, Trump was in very serious shape when he got the coronavirus. And I will say, we didn't really know about it in real time. It's some of the reporting that we've seen subsequently that I think gave us a clearer picture of just how ill the former president was. The Biden team has tried to contrast itself with offering additional transparency. They say that they will be providing daily updates, which, you know, the Trump team did as well, but they weren't incredibly forthcoming. We are expecting a briefing from the White House shortly this afternoon, so we'll see how much additional detail we'll get from that. But I do think, Miles, ultimately, it is important to keep in mind that we as a country are at a fundamentally different point in this pandemic than we were when former President Donald Trump got sick. You know, the science is better, people are getting vaccinated, and there are just far fewer people getting hospitalized and dying from this virus.
That's NPR White House correspondent Asma Khalid.